third one was basically
Love Talk Radio.
Yeah, no lunch was good. You're right.
All right.
Do what?
This is happening. I really hope I'm not going to stream video because it's going to be my face.
That's fine.
Do it. All right. We started the broadcast.
Are you recording?
I am recording.
Oh.
It's not this easy to recap. Just
shut up. All right. We're starting. Oh, let's start again.
Go.
No, don't.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody.
Bastards.
Yep.
Every week, Chuck Blandington, our blind announcer guy, just gets more vicious and more vicious. It's so weird.
I think that's one of the less vicious.
Yeah, he called all the listeners twats.
I felt there was a tinge of camaraderie in that insult. There was something. So it was said with love, like a loving spoonful of love.
Like he doesn't have a tattoo.
Right. Like he was related.
Father to his style.
He was made.
The old dirty Blandington.
He's made in a factory. He doesn't have a dad, so he's related.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
How's your dad?
My dad's doing fine. Why do you ask?
Because Father's Day's around the corner.
I didn't even know that until you brought it up.
Really?
I haven't gotten the web ad targeted to me yet about Father's Day.
Wait, wasn't it both our dad's birthday yesterday?
Oh, that's right, yeah. That's right.
You mentioned last week.
Yeah.
It's seamless. It's like you can listen to these two shows right back to back.
Companion pieces. What did you do to commemorate?
Surprise party at the Arlington Racetrack in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were in Chicago yesterday?
No. All the weekend.
Oh, nice. Took my parents to a German restaurant in the neighborhood, and they complained about the portions being too big.
Don't you eat German?
I don't.
What is
anybody who thins the herd, I'm all for it.
Who complains about the portions being too big?
My parents will find anything to complain about at a restaurant.
Take the shit home.
The wait was too long. The food came. My mom was complaining that her food was too hot.
What did she get?
She got like pork schnitzel.
Pork schnitzel. What is schnitzel? I don't even know what schnitzel
is. Breaded cutlets of meat.
So it was too hot. And there was too much of it.
We will always find something to complain about. It's amazing.
I think that's just any Jewish parents. Like, they're not comfortable unless they're complaining,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Too much hot pork schnitzel is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, I'll whip it out.
You will.
Oh, no, my DVD of pork schnitzel.
Pork schnitzel 4.
By the way, did we ever introduce that Axel Rosenberg from Metal Club?
No.
Is joining us? We didn't, right? Good. Let's move on.
Come on. Give him a
No, of course.
Every time I'm here, something.
Out of love. Or jealousy, yeah. Sitting in today on the show, special guest filling in for Noah, is our good friend Axel Rosenberg from Metal Sucks.
I'm already like Noah.
Our sister site. Can you say that? Are we sisters?
He has other.
I like that as opposed to Noah, he actually shaved his mustache before.
Oh! Oh! She's listening right now. Actually, we actually sent Noah to Israel to give us a special report.
We did?
Yeah. We sent her to Israel to blow up. Come on, Sid.
What is she reporting on?
You know, whatever's going on over there. I don't know what happened.
Is she on the line now?
I don't know. She is going to call me at some point in the show.
Okay.
So,
Now she's running to a mirror. She's like, wait, do I have a mustache? Are you kidding?
I can't call in with a mustache.
Or now she's like, damn it, Sid, stop talking about my mustache.
Yeah.
All right, we have a caller actually on the line.
Who's that?
We 361, you're on the air on the Mental Injection Livecast.
Hey, guys, it's Justin.
Justin? Hey, where are you from again?
I'm from Texas, thank you.
Oh, Sean, hey. So what's up, Justin? Do you have a reason for your call?
Well, I'm actually just listening in, but I want to talk as well, but still. Because it's a very prestigious honor to talk to the Mental Injection Livecast.
Oh, so you just want to listen, so you're just calling in to listen to the show.
Because I'm nowhere near my computer right now, so.
See? People are learning. There are many ways to stream the live cast live.
I know the secretive ways of the Mental Injection live cast.
That's right, that's right.
You and our two schizophrenic shut-ins are the ones that know.
Oh, come on. They're not on the line right now, so shows how much you know.
There's more than one way to call in and say nothing.
All right, well, we won't disturb you from listening to us, so we'll hang up on you.
Yes.
He's gone. So once again, our number is 646-929-1357. That's not my personal number, right? I got to make sure sometimes.
He's done that.
So let's start with a 646. Sean, the way the show works is talking to the microphone.
I don't want to talk to these people. I'm talking to Sid right now.
Okay. No, we all have to. If you're going to say something, you have to share it with the whole class. All right, Sean.
This is the Sean Sid camp over here.
Wow. And our phone lines are blowing up.
It's the Sean Sid camp.
Oh, yeah.
Go. This is Chuck Flanagan.
Listen, Plot.
What? Sean and Sid are now on the air talking to the side of the mic. Do you want to hear all about punk and shows they went to 23 years ago? Tune in at 8 o'clock.
Welcome to the Sean and Sid cast.
And now,
we're spending 45 minutes talking about venues that no longer exist.
Actually, was in on that conversation.
More true than funny.
He was a special guest on your podcast.
Sure, download right after this.
All right.
We're break right now.
We have a mini file of our podcast that you can download.
They're both now going to simultaneously take a shit. Is Shlomo calling us your cast on this?
Yeah,
she's talking to her sister, actually. She's got more credit.
Yeah. That's good.
So let's take a caller. Let's take 706. 706, what is your name and where are you from? Hello?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
And what's your name?
Gray, like the color.
Oh. Gray, like the color.
Yeah, I'm Native American.
Now, hold on. Gray, would that be G-R-A-Y or like the G-R-E-Y?
G-R-E-Y.
Wouldn't that be? Oh,
E-Y. He said he's Native American.
Yeah, E-Y. All
right. So you're like Gray Wolf Rider or something?
Gray Wolf, actually, yeah.
Get out of here.
Are you Native American or Jewish?
You were
in dance
right now.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Come on, I'm half Cherokee.
Flower or corn peyote?
Yeah, it could have been worse. It could have been squatting dog, so.
Oh, still could be, buddy. You watch out.
Yeah, we sign names if we want to call them. So what do you mean? Like, it's on your mind, man.
Yeah, why are you calling us?
How's the reservation?
I had a question for the Metal Sucks. What was the most proudest moment, you know, with your website? You know, what was the one interview you were just, you know, kind of starstruck doing?
Yeah.
Smash Mouth.
Is it Smash Mouth?
They're the ones that did All Star.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that.
It was Everclear.
Okay. When you asked him about his dad.
I did ask him about his dad.
Yeah, that was.
Speaking of bastards.
That was a deep interview.
He sang me the answer for 45 minutes, but it all sounded like one song.
Because CD. You were there for the demoing process, basically.
Now, with Command in the chat, that it was the one you sponsored in a viewer tour.
But we didn't interview Frankie. If we'd known that he believed in Lizard Jesus, then we totally would have talked to him.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, man.
Anything else, Gray?
What was, like, the most boring? Like, what was just something you're just like, oh, my God, why is this fucking end?
Probably this phone call.
That was an asshole. That was good.
You took my land, and now you've taken my call. Nah, I don't give a shit.
Yes.
When are they not roasting in ovens? Let's be honest.
They're all 15.
Oh, it's so humid in this oven. Anything else?
I didn't answer either question, but that's fine.
But you did really answer them. You didn't really answer them, but you really answered them.
Okay, I'll take that.
That's all right. That's the best one. Any final words, Gray?
Keep the metal alive. I love Metal Sucks. I love Metal Injection, you guys. I check it every day, man. That's not the kiss
awesome.
Your ass, Peter. That's just, you know, truth.
You look at that?
It's not to kiss your
metal
ass.
Injection,
oh, not
metal
to kiss our ass.
Metal.
Oh, no. Please. Keep kissing their ass.
Rob loves getting his ass.
Oh, man.
All right, I'll stop. All right, great. All right. Send a private message to Metal Injection. We'll send you some malaria blankets.
It's better than the polio cupcakes I was sent, so.
Yeah, we'll send you a free CD. Thanks. All right,
cool.
All right. Okay. Let's do 8.
Yeah.
845? Are you there?
Is that me?
Yeah. Is this Noah?
Yeah.
We're tying up our lines.
Guys.
Yeah. Noah, are you in Israel right now?
Yeah, I am.
Noah, can you hear us all the way in Israel?
Yeah, I can totally, I mean, like, besides the shitty Blog Talk radio feed, I can totally hear you.
Are you still alive? Is there any threat to your livelihood? Will you be dying soon?
I am not alive. I'm actually in zombie form right now. I mean, of course I'm alive, Rob. What the hell is wrong with you?
Where, what part
are
of
you
the
excited to hear from me?
What?
Well, stop. Why are you yelling? I can't understand what you're saying to me,
what?
Rob.
I just want to make sure you can hear me all the way in Israel. Oh, are those bombs going on behind you?
It's rocks. It's not bombs. It's rocks. I'm getting rocks thrown at me, but I can hear you.
Noah, you should run for cover. It's not worth your life.
Okay.
Noah, why are you dropping dishes? It's not worth it.
Rob, what the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're on the phone. I don't have to yell.
Oh, my God, there's aliens.
They've invented the laser. We do sand and twigs.
So,
they're going to be fast with this laser. There's all the funding from the U.S. $3 billion a year. That was not motherfuckers.
It's like a Jewish Arnold Schwarzenegger.
See you, Hamas. Please, get on
no,
the table.
Yeah, save yourself. No, but where are you in Israel? What part of Israel are you in?
Right now I'm in Tel Aviv in my hotel room.
Wow, they have hotels in Israel.
Yeah, actually they do have hotels. It's not just teepees anymore.
Like in the middle of the desert?
Isn't that Adobe? It's not
quite the desert because the beach is like down the block. So it's not the
desert. Oh,
is it? If I understand everything, it's in Hebrew. That was my experience.
Who?
What? Axel Rosenberg sounds like a robot. It's really weird.
I don't have a mustache.
Wait, what? Sid, stop making fun of my mustache.
Wait, who said that? That was
try to groom it really nice every week. All I hear is Rob laughing.
That's all any of us hear.
So, all right. So, anyway, so today I went to the Artillery Museum, which is a museum with a bunch of tanks, and I got to climb tanks and take pictures.
You got to climb
tanks?
And I got tanks?
Sunburnt.
Tank.
What?
Ten?
Tank. You climb tanks.
Tank. You climb tanks?
Tank.
They have giant
tanks
in
tank.
Israel?
Tanks?
Tanks. I climb giant tanks.
No, what is going on over there in Israel? Why are you climbing giant Tom Hanks's?
Tom Hanks?
She went to the painting wall.
I did go to the painting wall. I went to the I went to Jerusalem today after, and I had a Palestinian guy show us the it was an Austrian hospital or something where Jesus met his mom and stuff. I mean, I wasn't really paying attention.
Did you say an Austrian hospital where Jesus met his mom?
Yeah, I don't know what that
means. Did like the Austrian?
I don't know. He said that like that was the part where like that was the part of Jerusalem where Jesus fell from the sky or something.
Wait.
What?
Oh, right.
Crazy
Palestinian
dude that was looking to
make like a wait a minute, Noah. How is his weed? Did he have good weed?
Hey,
wait, don't all of you hate Jesus? Isn't that how it works?
It's actually from talking to people. They're having a dry season with weed. But it's
yeah,
harder to get
hashed.
Hey, this is where Jesus fell out of the sky. 200 shekels.
Wait, so no, you're saying there's a dry spell for weed right now?
Yeah. A friend of mine.
How are you living there without any weed?
It's horrible. It's horrible. I couldn't, like, I haven't smoked in, like, 5 days.
You haven't smoked in 5 days? Oh, my God. Your hand-eye coordination must be amazing.
No, because I've been doing heroin instead.
Oh, okay. That's better. Lots of opium?
Heroin is readily available on every corner. And prostitutes, too, apparently. My mom was
like
worried that my sister and I were going to run into prostitutes.
Run into them or
like,
turn into them?
So what if they... What happens when you run into them? Do you, like, immediately contract herpes?
I haven't seen... Like, apparently, okay, according to my mom, they're around Tel Aviv, but I've just been seeing their business cards. And I picked a few up for Sid and Darren.
Did you say the hookers have business cards?
Yeah.
The hookers have tanks.
Israeli people are really good business people. They know.
Shock.
Are they really hairy?
Let me ask you, do the prostitutes, do they have iPhone apps where you could, like, see, like, their features, what they offer, like a demo video of what they do?
Yeah.
360 QuickTime.
Yeah, 360.
Is the hooker on that corner?
Do any of the hookers come with Wi-Fi?
I think they have in Japan.
Yeah, they have transmitters in their vaginas, of course.
Jim Brunzello asked if the prostitutes have pay us on the pubic hair.
Pay us your sideburns, though. They can't have that.
What's a few sideburns?
Oh, thank you. Girls
I don't have sideburns.
Yeah,
with Rob and I decided that Sean represents the audience. He's a non-Jewy guy.
Yeah.
He's like the foil.
Wait, so I'm the 15-year-old kid alone in his parents' basement?
It's a metaphor.
Yep. You're the cast Goyim.
Yeah,
you're the
we're
resident Goyim.
Yeah, we established.
Yeah.
We'll call you Token.
Okay. Who'd you go with?
Are you asking me a question?
Yeah, so I'm not allowed to ask you.
She's with her family. How has it been dealing with your mom? What has she not judged yet?
I made her cry today.
Yeah.
I made her fucking cry and go apeshit today.
What happened?
But it was her fault, really. I mean, she's just
of course.
A cunt this whole trip, so.
Wow. What happened?
Because we planned this day. Like, this is really the only day where we actually planned. And when we got to the artillery museum, she's like, okay, we have 1 hour, and then we have to go because to see the Museum of the State of Israel in Jerusalem. And I was like, well, we're going to walk around here, and when we're done, then we're going to leave. And she's like, what'd you say? What'd you say? So I repeated myself, and then she just got really pissed off at me, and she went to the car. And then when we, like, there's like, a password that you have to enter onto a combination thing before the car starts. But we didn't, like, I guess she didn't know it, so she couldn't start the car, so she had to, like, sit outside for, like, an hour and a half in the parking lot. And I guess that just boiled her blood a lot. And then, you know, whatever, I don't care to get into it, but she
And that's how you save Christmas? Michelle, can you wrap this up? Let's wrap it up. That was my
fault. I didn't understand what he said. Whoever that was.
That was Sean.
That was the non-Jew.
Oh.
That's why.
Oh, well, then I don't really care what he says.
Oh, wow.
Who really does?
There's so much sexual tension here.
You're so charming.
That's the sexual tension right here.
It sounds like you guys are, like, in the fucking bathtub.
We are in a bathtub right now.
Are you? Because now, I mean, like, I can understand why people, like, don't like calling the show, because it's impossible to understand you.
You said they don't like calling.
They're calling from fucking Israel,
yeah.
Man.
No,
maybe,
but I'm using Magic Jack. I'm not calling from their phones. I'm using an internet phone.
Is that the Palestinian that showed you around?
Magic Jack is one of the guys that Jenny sparks in his face. Hey, Jack, get in here. Magic Jack.
It's actually really convenient because I don't have to pay anything for this call. So I can actually talk to you for the next 2 hours. Isn't that great?
We're going to wrap it up here.
Yeah, we're going to let you go now. We have another
Fine.
Call.
I have to say, though, that I listened to last week's show and I thought it was really hilarious. And I was kind of thinking that maybe it's, you know, like, better if you guys just do the show and I just go on vacation all the time.
Are you quitting?
Okay.
No.
You're fine.
Because I'm listening today and it's not going so great. So.
It's because you called in, though.
Well, we were planning to tell a story about a museum that we went to. We kind of stole it.
You went to the end of the museum.
Yeah.
They had a ball pit, but it was all shotgun shells. Probably having a Chuck E. Cheese.
And then my mom cried and screamed and shit.
That's because you didn't let her play with the muskets.
It's true. And then she couldn't start her motorbike because it needed, like, some kind of twist-style combination, and she had to sit outside for 2 hours.
What a cunt she is. She's a cunt. She's a cunt, you have anything
with me. Oh, man.
All right. I'm going to hang up because I want to listen to the stream, not what I'm hearing on the phone, because I can't hear anything.
Fine. Get out of here, Noah. Noah, will you be back next week, or is it all over for you? Or are you going to die there?
No.
Give us a call later with the answer. All right. She might be already dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was it.
End transmission.
All right. 361, back on the line.
Why do we take
the same? Hey, guys.
361? Hey.
Hey, it's Ray Wolf.
What's up?
Not much. I'm still listening and enjoying the show very much.
Oh, that's right. You're just listening. I totally forgot.
Job, huh?
No, right. Wait. Before you hang up on me again.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that if you keep checking back on me, I'll probably still be here. But please, I like talking to you people. So. Yeah.
All right. We'll keep making sure you're alive too. Don't you worry.
I'm really on the end of my rope here. I really love talking to you.
Don't jump.
Yeah, no. Lots of people at the end of their rope.
Two in a row.
Yeah.
Calling radio shows because I am depressed. I think it's the same guy you sang to last week. The sound of Rob's voice pulling off the ledge. My dad makes me smoke the peace pipe with him, but I don't want to.
Different guy.
I'm rolling here. Come on. I'm the mosaic. Mosaic was the last guest. My mother takes me to historical ammunition museums, and then she doesn't let us see all the exhibits because it's an hour past and we have to leave to go to the other ammunition museum in Israel. Because that's all the amusing mystery
of the museum of, like, classic coupons.
No, there's the Museum of Fine Ammunition Museum. Wait,
what about the Austrian hospital where Jesus fell from the sky? In the Hall of Harry Hookers?
I think that's the name of the Grateful Dead movie.
Are we just becoming like a self-recap show?
I think they have a fence museum, too. A barbed wire museum. Razor wire.
I like it. All right. Speaking of cancer scare, let's get to a few submissions. First of all, Sean last week asked Cancer Scare to create an audio recap of last week's show because he did it of the show before. Cancer Scare said he wasn't going to do it because it took a lot of work.
Consider a hit on you, Cancer Scare.
In that same message, he was like, but I noticed that Sean doesn't pay attention very often, so I made this for Sean.
That's your Sean zoned out. He does his Sean and Sid injection. Sid and Sean cast.
I think we could just cut it off, man.
Sean wasn't paying attention.
You guys have never really gotten lost in his eyes before? Are you kidding me? I'm still new to this whole thing, so I'd say it hasn't worn off.
Yeah, they're desensitized. Yeah, man.
Wear my chastity belt.
It's just the unfortunate charm tractor beam that you have. It's terrible.
I do charm tractors on occasion.
Something else we received?
Yeah, there's a bunch of. He actually sent in another Sheik parody.
Oh.
And he's been making so many Sheik parodies that he actually, on the forum, he created a Sheik compilation that you can download for free on the forum. Awesome. Just check it out. It's all the songs that he's submitted, pretty much.
How long is this?
Just like a minute. So that's
pretty good.
That was that.
It was this.
I like this one a lot better.
This is an old one.
He said, You said there was another thing.
Somebody else, a new submitter, a new person. We haven't gotten any submissions from. Did a live cast / bolt thrower mashup. A little injection junkie named Blightworm. It's actually really, really good. Metal Injection Junkie Blight Worm with a submission.
In case that wasn't obvious, that was all from Sexual Jeopardy.
Yeah, that was from our Sexual Jeopardy. We had to guess the term that Darren was describing. Sounds like one very long term. Pretty good.
That was final.
That was a Great American Challenge.
That was another one of them.
I think that was it. The only other ones are you pulling out Shlomo Soundbites, who's not really listening this week.
Mm.
Might be on strike after the uprising against him.
Last week. Is he still posting? I haven't looked.
I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure. Axel, someone in the chat was asking where you were. Are you still here, Axel?
I'm here.
He's here, everyone. He's still alive. Me and Axel smoke a little before the show.
Well, you know, it's hard to get a word in edgewise when, like, Noah's telling really interesting stories or we're listening to just, like, a string of horrific obscenities over Bolt Thrower.
Right. I like drugs. I like drugs.
Oh, no, not again. Please, it hurts.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't breathe. There
we go. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. When you give us a call, we'll chat.
Do you have anything to give away? Oh, speaking of giveaways, why don't you tell the story of what happened on the Metal Injection Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Well, we are doing a giveaway for Pestilence tickets for the show tomorrow. Well, it's over now. But we were doing one on our Facebook page. And I wrote, "Attention New York Junkies, the first three people to respond with their full name will be put on the guest list for tomorrow's Pestilence show at the Gramercy Theater. Go.
So one person responds and she leaves her full name. So she's down. Second person responds, Pestilence! Exclamation point, exclamation point. Then he leaves a second comment. Dude, I need to see them! Then a third guy properly leaves his name. And then a fourth guy leaves his name properly. And then a fifth guy leaves his name. And then the original second guy finally left his full name and goes, I need to see them! LOL. So I don't know. Sid made a very good point that I stated the rule is you have to get through the comment with your full name.
Well, I would say his name on his Facebook.
Yes, account. That is the thing. You see their full name in the comment, which is the.
But dude,
that's what I'm saying. Like he really needs to see them.
Wait,
like,
you already chose a winner?
I didn't choose them yet. This was all happening like an hour before.
Also, he's like flooding your posts. Three useless posts, so we could have had one.
Well,
we're sponsoring that tour, and I vote for
that. I feel like the spirit of the movie is you just ask for the name.
I just needed someone to leave a comment.
But the point was to get them to respond to it.
Well, three people responded properly, and then one person responded improperly.
Well, then,
I just screwed it broad and give it to them.
Well, no, we have three pairs of tickets to give away.
Yeah, Rob, screw the broad.
You can't give any of this guy.
What's that?
You can't give any to this guy? You got three pairs?
Well, I'm saying that's what this discussion is about. Should the guy get the ticket?
Yes, the guy should definitely get
the ticket. I feel like we should give him a consolation prize and send him to the ammunition museum.
Yeah, I don't think we could afford that. I don't think we could afford that.
I don't think you can fly out for free if they're Jewish.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, if they're under a certain age.
No, anyone can go
say I'm Jewish?
Really?
Can they fly me for free?
Yeah,
you could say, like, your dad's Jewish or something like that.
You don't even have to lie. Like, if you're honestly interested in doing it and you're not Jewish, then
yeah.
For free? Yeah. One time.
You want to go to Israel, Sean?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Fuck Israel up.
Is there an age cutoff?
No. One time.
Somebody going to get pregnant.
There's an age cutoff for going if you go repeatedly. You go one time and
oh, yeah, let's do it. Free.
I have a friend that constantly annoys me because she runs on Facebook. She's always leaving posts about her.
Now, do I have to do a bunch of lame group activities?
That's the whole point. It's free, but it's like a completely set itinerary.
It's like when you go on a cruise, you got to do the stupid seminar or whatever.
Do I get to come back with those shoelaces hanging off the side of my boots?
But you do
that's
have
up to you.
Before crossing the border.
Oh,
shit. Yeah,
he's in. He's in.
Yeah, you come back with pubic pace.
I just want like a headband with the sideburn curls.
That's the face.
Don't you have to grow it? I just want like a fake one. No, like Mickey ears or something. You know what I mean?
Face ears.
They think it's a tainting wall.
I do have a real like pubic hair beard going on right now that I could grow up.
Oh, yeah. Why are we talking about this?
Yeah.
How do we get on that?
Pubic hair every week on this fucking show.
Literally all over the show. The show's covered in pubes. Thanks, Rob.
Sorry.
What about that? Yep, did you have something you wanted to bring up?
No.
I was going to bring up that Slayer video.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, let's totally talk about
worst
that.
Worst fucking video ever.
It's like claymation.
No, it's not even claymation.
It's like slow. What is it?
It's slay like show pictures of that.
Claymation.
Yeah, that's what it is. Let's call it that.
It's like cardboard cutouts that the mouse just
yeah, exactly.
It's like clip art. Yeah. It's like clip art.
Have you not seen that? Have you not seen that?
No.
What were they thinking?
Is it Israel?
We're in a recession.
It's just one image.
This is the best part of the video. I swear to God, this part right now.
Rob, Noah just IM'd you asking if there was another guy there.
Yeah, Sean and Axel. I don't know. There's no one else.
Oh, I'm now the other guy? Great.
Whoa.
You gotta be fucking
kidding. There's a cartoon character.
You're not at the bad part.
You gotta see Sean's face.
There we go.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Like his like Tom Mariah's mouth is barely moving right now. So this video is on the front page right now. If you guys want to check it out,
you need the front page
yeah,
metal injection.
The best thing yeah. is they're all standing perfectly still in one spot.
Yeah, and there are
like the real Tom Mariah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Terry King or Jeff Hammond.
Yeah.
Hey,
that sounds fucking
rude. When he took a show.
You've got to be kidding. This is a joke.
Noah, I am me to tell you, Sid, to lick her ass.
What? Why? What
that Trump slayer, I have to say.
This video is so... I can't stop looking
it's
at it.
It's just so... Okay, now there's like a tank.
Oh, that's it's terrible.
This is like Flash animation. This is like 2000...
Yeah.
Like that...
Like, I think some shitty kids in my college, like, the design major made this kind of stuff. Freshman.
Yeah. I don't understand. I don't understand like the thought process behind this. It was like, all right, they can do a performance, so we have to do it all like animated or
they
something.
They had $5. They couldn't use the band because Tom's all fucked up.
I bet it wasn't even like they had $5. Like somebody's nephew was like taking a editing class. He was like, guys, let me make you a video for my project. Okay.
No, so yeah. I think it was the other way around. I think it was like they had no money, and Terry was like, well, my nephew's in a video class.
Oh, okay.
It's like an old KMFDM video. I think all KMFDM videos used to look like
they
this.
Look better than this.
But like, that was like the late 80s.
This is like, we posted on Mel Sucks today, there's this awful fucking Motley Crue video from like 2000. That was like
that.
I think it's kind of weird that they're just like jerking off the next thing it starts.
Yeah, they can't really, they're not really performing, so.
Dude, that's pretty realistic, too, what they're actually, have you ever seen a player? They headbang and move their hands after that, it's true.
That's the whole show, really. The show is really just watching how the crowd goes absolutely apeshit.
Well, dude, if you get enough alcohol in your beforehand,
oh,
nothing's more fun than sleep.
Yeah, no, at Manfest, I totally recall just, like, being.
We were really drunk,
yeah.
And we all had a great fucking time.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing.
And then everyone left for Maryland.
She was so awful. The thing that bummed me out, though, about seeing them was the whole day leading up to it, I was hyping myself up to the yell at the beginning of Angel of Death. I was like, oh, man, it's going to be so awesome when that happens. It's gonna be that. And then he didn't yell. He totally does not yell.
He cheated on the yell?
Yeah, the crowd yelled.
I don't think he can really do it anymore.
Yeah.
The last time I saw him try to do the yell, he sounded like me at my bar mitzvah. It sounded like his nuts were trying to turn.
Right.
Wait, let's A and B it with the shofar. You have the shofar?
Yeah, let me get it.
There's no shofar in your body.
I know.
That's the issue, though.
There's probably one somewhere in the building.
That's valid.
Valid.
Can you help out a goyim here?
I was going to say, do you even know what a shofar is?
It's
a ram's horn. Dude, that's not a shofar. That's the prettiest any shofar I've ever heard.
Yeah. Dude, it's the fucking rape shofar.
Every time they used to blow the shofar at my son's guy, fucking.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it was
they were trying to hurt us all.
Well, it was an 80-year-old guy taking the deepest breath he's taken in his whole life.
A young, handsome Jewish doctor.
not at my young people. Not at the ones I went to. It was always an old dude, an old Rebbe.
You know what? They use auto tune.
My cantor, this is totally relevant. My cantor was a young Jewish doctor, and my rabbi was a woman.
Wow.
A progressive synagogue.
That is pretty progressive.
Yeah. German hand.
Very cool. Same difference.
All right, we have a caller, 5574. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What is your name? Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, and my name is Stabitha.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I heard you guys talking about the Slayer video, and I thought I would say what's up.
What do you think? Have you seen the Slayer video, Stabitha?
Yes, and it reminded me of that Cypress Hill video with, you know, What's His Nuts from Rage Against the Machine. And it made me cry a lot.
Oh, the one that looked like a... I don't know what she's talking about.
The one that looks like this.
Yeah, it looks like a Target ad, right?
Except without the Star Wars, you know, Tatooine bit.
Is it How Could I Kill a Man?
I believe the song is How I Could Just Kill
Him. How I Could
Just
Kill
Him. No, 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 because it's pretty new.
Oh, this is new?
It's like new-ish. Like in the last 6 to 12 months.
Oh, I see.
Less than that.
Let's sort by upload dates.
Stavitha says it was more recent than that.
Well, their YouTube optimization is not very good, I must say.
Hmm.
yeah, that video was sweet.
Yeah.
So, is this your first time listening to the Metal Injection Livecast, the world-famous Metal Injection Livecast?
Well, it's the first time I get to listen to it live, because usually I have choir this time of night, because I'm a huge nerd.
Really?
Yeah.
So metal.
I know, I'm the metalist person.
Yeah,
the entire
barbershop quartet. The old people.
Yeah. Yep.
You're also in a barbershop quartet?
I am in a barbershop quartet, actually.
Can you get us a sample?
I'm metal everyone in the universe. What was that?
Well, you know what I think it is? I think it's you're so not metal that you, like, made the circle back around to being very metal.
Ironically metal, you're saying?
Sure.
Totally.
Yeah, but I was saying if you can give us a sample of your barbershop quartetness, like, what are some songs you sing?
Sweet Adeline.
What would you like, Mr. Sandman and stuff like that?
Which part do you sing?
I mean, are you the bass?
Yeah.
Sweet
Adeline.
You guys are... Oh my God! You guys are so much better than anything that we've ever done. I should just hang it up. I should just hang up everything that I've ever done musically ever because that.
Yeah,
was...
actually, you didn't know this, but the live cast when we don't do the live cast, we double as a barbershop quartet.
Oh yeah.
So we're the live cast.
I knew there was a reason we get along so well.
We've been thinking about changing the name. It doesn't make sense. It's not SEO.
Live
cat? I don't know.
What did you say?
Yeah, the live cat.
That's a live cat.
Like the rock cat?
I say
yeah.
We should be called the Milky. M-I-L-C. Mole injection.
Oh, okay. That sounds a little dirty, though.
But with a C, so
kind of like white collar.
It'll seem like Milky.
Yeah.
That's our, I feel that's our name for the awards next year.
Milky's?
You want Milky.
That's so dirty.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
And every time we say it, you know, we could play the After Dark.
Well, we could call him the Blandy.
Ah, but that Blandy is a thing. Why?
No, it's already there. You don't have to know it.
You win a Blandy.
Let's wrap this up.
Okay.
What else did we...
She didn't sing yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got the thing.
Go. Want some Hulk music?
She there.
Hello. Call back.
Are you there?
My
no,
person
doesn't have a phone.
Anyway.
She had us on hold.
She's just a friend of ours.
Do you have another call or what? What?
Did
you have another call? Where did you go?
Sid said, who is she? Sean's answer was, she follows me on Twitter. Not she writes for Metal Insider, like she works in the business. Nope, she follows Sean.
That's how Sean knows her.
That's exactly the only reason I did.
Oh, I like that he's conveniently forgetting that I met him at the Converge show, but, you know, that's cool.
Oh, snap.
This happened? I went to a Converge show?
Wait, which one, right? Oh, maybe I'm confused. These things happen. I've been drinking.
He was definitely at the Converge show. And so were you, so it most definitely probably happened.
Were you avoiding each other? Or...
Sean, what's the history between the two?
I'm really spaced out. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Was she attractive?
Yeah, well,
I was going to cue this up. See, it's useful. It's useful.
I now see up a picture of this chick.
Come on.
What? You really have an opportunity to get a look at who's calling us, so when we have that opportunity, we should take advantage.
All right.
But very strange angle.
It'll happen. Yeah.
Oh, that's Goatsy. What are you doing?
Come on.
That's his wallpaper
again. Lemon party.
Were you in Goatsy? Was that you?
She was knuckle three.
Oh! All
right, well, it's tough to hear you guys, so I'm going to leave you guys to being awesome. So I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Hold on. I want her to sing along to the Hulk song. We always have people who don't want to do it. She can actually sing.
Putting you on the spot.
You ready? You want to sing along? Give us a little Mr. Sandman there.
Oh, yeah, she's over it. She's done.
I'm really sad. I'm going to play this song now.
Is her name actually Tabitha?
What?
No, it's Tabitha.
Yeah, but that's not her real name.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Why wouldn't
we all use our real names?
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, he's Axel Rosenberg.
And you're Rob, and that's Darren.
Yeah.
And I'm Sam.
No, you're Sid.
You change it to Sid for more comedy value.
Yeah.
Shlomo, are you there?
Yep.
How are you, Shlomo?
Good. How are you doing today?
Whoa, someone's very excited.
We don't have school. You know, school's kind of finished.
I don't think you met Shlomo. Shlomo is a fan of ours who lives in Midwood, Brooklyn, who has Asperger's, and is definitely one here. So what's up, Shlomo?
Hello. Is that Rosenberg from Metal Sucks?
Yes, it's Axel Rosenberg from Metal Sucks. Are you also a fan of Metal Sucks?
They're funny.
We are, thank you.
Like, Nevermore invites you to design your own Obsidian conspiracy.
Did you just call me a design?
No, you said
Obsidian conspiracy.
Nevermore.
Talking about
Obsidian.
Conspiracy. It was a tiny own Obsidian conspiracy.
Figured you're ashy.
Axel is shocked right now. He doesn't know how to react to this.
Did you ask do I own Obsidian conspiracy?
No, it was just a joke. It was just a joke from Metal Sucks. Metal Sucks. It was just something from Metal Sucks. Okay, so whatever. So what were you talking about before?
You were a recap cancer scare. Call it.
Yeah.
But you weren't listening? Why were you listening?
Because between my computer turning off because I had a virus removed. Restarting. So I couldn't really listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Pretty hard.
Right. Okay. Anything else? Sean's giving me the wrap it up signal.
No, nothing much. It's okay, bye. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, one more thing.
Hold on.
Yeah?
You have 30 seconds.
Ready? One thing. I haven't been posting recently because I find a new form to post. I find a new form to post in.
20 seconds.
It's another form that I post that has averaged about 10,000 or something. Bye.
You found a post that. What?
10 seconds.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Shlomo. That was Shlomo, Matt. Axel. Axel.
That's half of our show for the last, like, month.
Yeah, we should take a little music break right now. We're going to play a few songs, play a few tracks. We're going to start out with Psyopis, the Sugar Chain.
Don't you hate that band?
No, I actually love that band.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you really hated them.
Yeah. Who am I thinking of that you hate them?
It's Psyopis. That's how you shit on them all the time.
Oh, no, wait, Trivium.
It's definitely Lamb of God.
No, but Psyopis, I think he really does hate.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to start out with Psyopis.
Psyopis and Trivium. Problem and Injection. Hate Specialized Vance.
Gaza. We're going to follow it up with some Gaza.
Oh.
Gaza?
He means that old file share.
Gaza? Gaza? Gaza, maybe?
And then we're going to play some LimeWire. And Semester.
And then we're going to play Slayer covering Sabbath. Oh, shit, that shit's happening. It's very good.
Slayer covering Minus Blood or something.
Yeah, seriously. Anything off on the Huge Attitude.
How about both of you guys shut the fuck up? And here's some Psyopis, Choker Chain on the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Don't you?
No, that wasn't.
No.
So which one was the one that you used to talk shit about? The Trivians?
I don't think I talked
shit. You saying something about how all the douchey kids like this band and they're not that good and it's going to be a big deal.
He just described every band that I've heard about.
Touche.
Fans that aren't that good that douchey kids like are our bread and butter.
Yeah.
Since at least they're nice guys.
You know, I don't know. Who is?
A yeah, what?
He's kind of a douche.
There he is. He's nice
ball,
to me.
How did the ball disappear on me? Like,
I didn't want to play. I said my still good.
The concert refreshers.
So I thought that was a good first hour.
Yeah.
That first hour?
Yeah, almost.
What are we doing next?
What else
should we want to do? I have like a million years choices on the map. I'm going to do Thrasher, Thrasher.
Yeah. Okay. Also, there's the thing about Metallica meeting Megadeth.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that. That photo.
Did you see the newest one?
The one today, right?
But there's a second one now.
Oh, really?
With Mustaine. God, okay, it's Mustaine. I think it's Mustaine or Raya. It's either Raya or King. But it's Mustaine, one guy from Slayer, Scotty, and James Hetfield. And Mustaine's got an arm around the Slayer guy and Scotty Ian, and standing like 5 feet over that way is James Hetfield. It's like, James Hetfield, you are not invited to the love party.
That seems so right. Who would want James Hetfield in their love party? It's not even...
Take him over Lars Ulrich. I take him over any other member of Metallica.
I feel like Lars is probably a more attentive lover.
You kidding me?
Like, I don't know.
I think Lars finishes mad quickly.
But then, no, but then he feels guilty.
No,
Lars?
Lars? Guilty? Guilt?
No, I guess.
These are not feelings Lars knows.
So
we don't have guilt in
things. Wow, a lot of negative reviews of this song in the chat.
What is it, Gaza? Or Psyopis? I don't really like saying it. I don't understand what the...
I like the earlier stuff.
Well, who has that?
Have you heard their first album? Ideas of Reference?
I guess not.
That's their best album. Sure. The rest of the stuff, like, the first album had, like all the other members of the band were, like, also contributors.
Yeah. I saw five
so it was more like a solo band.
Yeah, exactly. So it was more focused.
Word.
My computer sounds it down, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you? What were you satisfied with in the EP series? What do you? What will you sign off on?
I don't like this.
One out of three.
Two out of three. Fuck that.
As long as they don't get swept, I'm okay with it. But yeah, 2 out of 3.
But they have their top two pitching, right?
Yep.
No. Santana's yesterday, so.
Santana's Sebastian is the Sunday game. Felfrey, Hughes is the Saturday game, and Takahashi.
Oh, yeah. They should take that. Come on, man. The Sunday one is the hard one.
I don't know. I think the way Takahashi's been pitching the play on his ball this one.
Do you want any more? What was wrong with Harry Stips last
night? I know, but he's been a little shaky. Vasquez has been the best Yankee pitcher for the last month.
It's a piece of shit. No good motherfucker.
No good motherfucker.
You never know. Those games are always, everyone's up for those games.
I mean, some more.
How
doesn't matter what
the night game. This is a night game. ESPN
deal. It's a one-off, so I know. Probably ESPN's sick of putting New York games on.
Since when? That's their bread and butter. You like Yankees Red Sox. Anytime either of those, so I guess maybe they have to get the Red Sox game at night.
The Red Sox game.
Yeah.
Nature. Are you a, like, I'll root against the Yankees under any circumstances Mets fan, or are you a,
yes,
I'd rather, are you a, I'd rather have a team from New York?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh.
The one time that me and Darren have come into conflict is when the Yankees and Phillies play.
Yeah,
I root for the Yankees because the Phillies are division rivals.
Nah, that's not.
He'll root for the Phillies because that's how much he needs to.
Because we have 12 games to make it up against them. I mean, we're gonna be head to head with them 12 times. Let the Yankees lose those three.
No, let the Phillies lose as much as possible.
If the Mets sweep this series, let's say, they didn't lose any ground. If the Mets sweep, they're in the same spot.
Well, they could have gained ground.
They could have, but they're still ahead. There's only one way I root for the Yankees, and I told them this. If the Yankees play an interleague game and there's a rainout, right, and the end of the year, they need to make up that rainout game to get the Mets into the playoffs against the Marlins or somebody, I would root for the Yankees to get the Mets into the playoffs because it's do or die. That's the only way. I don't care. Hitler was the manager of the Phillies.
So primarily, you're a Yankee hater.
If I was primarily a Yankee hater, I would root for the Yankees to still lose
but
that game.
But that's such an extreme.
Why is there ever another good reason to?
Well, I think Cincinnati has a good reason to.
I don't. So why?
Because it would advance the
more practical.
Yeah, but we could have both. The Mets could still make it without that.
But they would be at an advantage if the I mean, like, just the fact that we're having
it's a silly claim that he's making in the first place. So I'm answering it in a silly way. You know how this started? We were in Anaheim.
Yeah, I remember.
You
guys
were all
coming
to
the
But
also, I don't really root for the Phillies. Like, I try to ignore the game, you know? And it's like something good comes out of it no matter what happens. Either the Yankees won, or the Mets picked up a game. You know, I look at it that way.
My dad grew up a few boxes.
I see good in either side. But he's exaggerating. I stand on it.
But then, like, violently, he'll turn it into like fucking
the whole one.
No, don't make it like political and shit. It'll be like. You know, the Mets are the team of the proletariat. The Yankees are the team of the...
Who's this?
My partner, Ben, Vince.
Wow, that's
serious. You guys know, so.
I don't know if you could say that the team that spends the second most money is the proletariat.
Yeah. Anybody's a proletariat.
Well, actually, the Phillies did pass the Mets in that payroll.
You know what's getting rid of Cliff is?
Yeah, the Mets, they were second to the Yankees.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. That's a four.
Because of that fucking Ryan Howard contract, I guess.
No, that didn't factor. That was before the season. I think the Phillies have 148, and that's 120-something.
So they're both the Red Sox are behind.
So
the Red
Rock
Sox are between the Phillies and the Mets.
No. And the Doom?
I'll find the actual numbers. Oh, I was wrong. Yankees,
no.
Boston,
it's like a bunch of
Chicago, Philadelphia, Mets. Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs, Phillies, Mets, Tigers, White Sox, Mariners, and Giants.
Where are they playing? Union Pool? That'll be fun too.
I wonder if that is after the season started, though, because I'm pretty sure they made a big deal out of it.
Second. Yeah. But you saw them on that fire.
And also, you know, that doesn't count like international scouting or draft
lines.
The Yankees blow the doors off for other teams with that too. So it's like they're really spending
time on the new guy hats. one of the label reps to find out set times. And
what,
there were like,
picture you want the message to trade?
No, there was nobody there.
Well, tell me who it is and I'll make the decision. I wouldn't say get it for anybody.
Mejia, Fernando Martinez.
No,
I'm really sorry.
Stop with Mejia.
Probably
Mejia.
What about Nice?
I'd rather trade no one on the current roster unless, you know, obviously guys they don't want.
No.
Probably the same thing.
Well, no.
The main thing the Mariners are looking for is a really, really good catching prospect.
Right.
And I don't think Tolley is on that level. So it's going to have to be. Because Kofi said no matter what happens, he's going to be a free agent. And he's going to sign with the Yankees. That's Kofi. It's foregone conclusion. So that's why I'm just writing that trade. Because you're going to have to do
it. Isn't every single guy
in the world? Is it you? Pence? Sean? Is that Lannis?
Everybody's here.
How's it going?
Good luck, Kansas.
Oh, whatever. Good afternoon. So they're going to
the So Micah's not here to ask him, see?
Yeah, but what is their salary? $350 million? What do they care? It's still a finite number. They didn't sign Beltran because they had all that money invested in
them. Sort of,
they didn't, you know, you could go down the list every year, and there's always a point when they stop.
And it might be gone after this year.
But look at that.
Granderson's a better fielder and he's younger. That's what
we're going to use that one.
He's a center fielder. He's a
center fielder. Okay, so Bay's not better than Brett Gardner?
Who
has been better in the last, like, 6 years?
Well, the Yankees already have Swisher.
Most biased.
No, I'm just saying. Look at Swisher's numbers this year. They're shockingly good.
Okay, but it's fucking less than 3 months.
He's a good club outside. They already had him.
I know.
He used to fucking love that thing so much.
Well, I think he's fired. He's really fired. It's a real, like, key-point situation.
They have a 130 OPS plus.
So that was his career.
And Swisher won. This year, Swisher was way better.
He went to
He went to the bank and said, I'm thinking about joining the
Angels. So does that mean that, like, Jimmy Rollins or baseball?
According to you, no.
So I'm not asking you to quit or fire.
No, but I'm just saying. They didn't need him.
Oh.
They didn't need him out there.
But he doesn't do any vocal monitoring.
So 2 minutes, then we'll come back, all right?
Yeah.
I think, honestly, no sense. I think he's better. Well, he's very feminine.
Just soft-spoken. I don't know if you're...
I'm not confusing the two. I don't mean that because he's soft-spoken. I mean, he's...
I can't heard him talk at length enough to...
After the Orioles, we had him on.
Darren, can you feel about Glenn?
Sorry.
Yeah, you need to pick the one. Whatever.
Out of the curve.
Yeah. Wow, you're such a jerk. She was your pussy was probably so loud when she saw you. She just ruined it. Well, you
We're calling the fuck.
Yeah. Something said off the air.
Let me know when you're ready. You're playing the music and go.
Okay.
Play the intro music.
So no one is with Iron.
Is my sound up?
It's hard. 1994 to 2001.
I mean, just so you don't forget.
Yeah.
The video's around the corner, right?
Yeah. I think that he exploded on there too.
How much time was it?
1:15, yeah.
Let's follow. Let's go down deeper into the rabbit hole. See the Iron Doll back. Aaron Dalback of Marlboro, Massachusetts, is the guitarist for Bane and Only Crime. Dalback, a vegan, is also formerly a member of Converge and Velocity Engine. Dalback originally formed Bane as a Converge side project, but his devotion to Bane ended with him being asked to leave Converge, turning Bane into a full-time project. And that's why I have it.
She remembers on the show from our film. Early 2000s, every other dude had like that thing.
Someone stole your Papa No Molesto band name.
Really? What was the really good band name for the show for Malaria Blanket?
20 seconds.
25 seconds.
Malaria Blanket sounds like a band that Sean
would listen to.
Why don't go to Matinee of Malaria Blanket?
Do the grind.
Do the grind and the JP Anderson.
There we go. All right, ready?
I still say it would have been funnier if you had said, thanks a lot, Rob.
Oh, come on now. I'm right here, guys. All right, welcome back. We're here in hour two of the Metal Injection Livecast. Things are going splendid.
No,
yes?
Can we talk about that girl who got punched in the face by a cop the other day? That's what she said.
Which one?
I saw it.
Well, the one from McDonald's didn't get punched in the face by a cop.
She said, oh, yeah, she got thrown. Yeah. Oh. Before, yeah,
and she was asking for it. The other one is a little bit more hazy.
Yeah. So did you guys see this video clip of this woman?
Her friend was being ticketed for jaywalking.
No. Somebody was jaywalking. A guy was jaywalking.
Yes.
The cop was arresting him for jaywalking, and her friend butt in.
I thought they were also jaywalking.
And
then the cop went to...
When I read the article, it said they were...
Okay,
they were
go on.
Anyway, and then the cop was just like, uh-oh, I'm surrounded by black people. I need to act fast. Mm-hmm. And then he started, like, arresting the woman, and she's like, get away from me! So he punched her in the face.
That's not... No.
No?
No. He was trying to arrest one of them, and then that one's cousin started, like, trying to get the cop off of her.
Okay.
So he thought that she was, like, trying to assault him when she grabbed his arm. So he punched her in the fucking face. 17-year-old lady got punched in the fucking face by a cop on video.
I like that you said lazy.
Because he's so charming.
Always a lady.
Actually, kind of threw me because I was like, wait, 17 or 70? Because a lady.
No, yeah. She was all ladies, that one.
But
I've never seen that
class. So there's video of her getting punched in the face, is what you're telling me? And we're not watching.
It's very hard.
I'm listening to you talk instead of watching this live.
It's very hard to watch.
Yeah, it is. It's a little uncomfortable, but that's why we show up.
It's not the fact that he punches her.
Neck
so like watching this guy struggling to put cuffs on this girl for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like 40 black people just surrounding. They all have their phones out.
Huh? Why they gotta be black?
I don't know whether he's arresting a black girl and they're all, you know, I guess.
Oh, see, so you left that part of the story. That's an important detail.
That she was black?
Yeah.
It's like they're on it. I guess they're like, understandably, on a hair trigger, you know, upset at cops. And
they're
in
Seattle.
That's racist.
It doesn't matter.
They're blacks like Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Well, people have YouTube. You're saying they're audience friendly.
They're more docile, people. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. The National Geographic. You're fucked up.
Oh, wait.
You skip past the punching.
Is it the loudest it goes?
Just let it go.
Oh. Move your arm.
It kind of the curses. That's why you hear the buzzes.
Oh!
He really decked her, too.
Yeah. I said 19-year-old girl.
When I first watched it, I thought it was a swing and a miss, honestly. It didn't look like he connected.
And he connected.
And they're all standing there with the fucking...
Well, would you rather they intervene and start...
No, I'd rather they leave and call, like, other cops to come and get the fucking crazy cop.
Well, you know what that...
Well, I mean, in essence, though, they're documenting it, so this guy gets in trouble. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But my point is, though, the larger point is, how do you have the balls to just stand there with a camera phone? I'd be afraid the guy would pull out a gun and just fucking shoot it.
Well, we live in the YouTube era now. That's just what happens. Like, I go to a show. I go to a fucking show now, and, like, I'm watching it through other people's fucking viewfinders because they're all in my way. It's so ridiculous.
They're like 7 feet tall, so imagine how big for a dwarf like me.
Well, they're all holding it in the air, so it's right in my vision, so I can't escape it.
They start coughing on their hands.
I just don't understand. Like, just watch the show. Experience it. You paid money to experience it, not to document it. And if you're going to document it, just one or two songs.
Or get on the list.
Yeah, get a video pass and get behind the barricade where you belong.
If you're from backstage, you know, you can be taking a video. No one cares. You know what was really weird about that was, first of all, I already said, like, I don't understand how they just stand there, like, a crowd of people around a cop, like, beating a girl. But then the cop starts, like, defending himself. Did you notice that? Like, he starts pleading his case.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, like, because they're all filming. He's like, she punched me first. You didn't get that on the guy. I don't know exactly what he said.
Yeah.
He starts saying it on the camera because he knows it's going to come up in a fucking court case, you know?
Right. Well, someone in the chat is saying that he got let off, saying that it was justified.
Well, yeah. That's until the civil case, which has nothing to do with his boss saying it was justified.
Yeah,
I'm
lawyer.
Sure there will be a civil trial.
Yeah. You're a lawyer now? You're Sid, Dr. Sid?
Esquire?
I understand also that she, you know, she went after the cop, too. I say that's right, but that's excessive force anyway. He couldn't.
Yeah.
He didn't have to punch her in the face.
Is Jesse Jackson coming to town?
Yes. Soon.
I'm surprised if he hasn't moved in yet with that 17-year-old.
I want to go to Seattle. Seattle sucks.
No, you have to ride it.
I can't.
Ride the cattle.
Okay, well,
Seattle.
Yeah, sure.
Cattle. I want to go to Seattle to fight this battle.
That's pretty good.
Thanks, Sid. Oh, Mammoth Commander chimes in with Nevermore is from Seattle. That's a useless fact about Seattle, keeping that whole useless fact.
I think there's some other bands, so I can't remember any of them, but I think
no one that like left their mark on music though, so we don't have to discuss it.
It's a fast fact.
Was Smash Mouth from Seattle?
I think at least two members were.
The two that count.
And the fact that the chin strap.
I don't have a chin strap. Come on.
You have a, like, well, it's just barely not connected to be a chin strap. It's like an inch and a half apart.
I have sideburns and I have a goatee. I don't know what you're talking about.
If it was just, if there were like 12 more hairs in a line, that would be a chin strap.
Right, which is why I shaved those 12 hairs.
If you just took your mustache off and then put it on the side, you have a chin strap.
Well, I say take off the chin and then connect it and do like a custer.
Oh, yeah, I would totally do that.
God loves custer.
Yeah. But then if I shave off the chin, you will notice that it is in fact a double.
Oh.
I have no idea.
It's inverted.
Thank you.
Just so you had a hamster under there. I have the same thing. I have to try to hide my swipe, the double chin, my long hair down the neck area.
Right.
It doesn't work.
I do the same with my nipples.
Yeah. He has double nipples.
Is that true? You have saggy boobs?
I do. But it's just the nipple. Like, I have, like just ripping, like, just hard pecs with just, like, my nipple that sag down past my nose.
Do you have the, like, the, what's it called, the cotton ball nipples? Is that one, like, the flat-chested? Like the,
oh, not puppy nipples. Oh. They're, like, more like,
Just show us your nipples.
It's like, yeah, stretched out like a piece of gum, and let go of one.
Do you have the gauge earring?
Yeah.
Well, how come that's not a trend now, gauge nipple piercings? You know, isn't that, like, the next level of that? I really
that
can't.
That would be
I feel like gaze, like the ears though too. It's just, I mean, I don't want to sound like an old guy, but what are you kids doing to your ears? Oh my god!
What
just
were,
like the giant gauges when they have like those.
Yeah.
On only a semi-related note, we were at Sounds of the Underground a few years ago, and she just looks on the floor and goes, "Dude, what's that?" And I looked down just in time to see him reaching for it. I'm like, "No, dude, don't pick it up!" And it was too late. He picked it up, and it was somebody's gauge that like come out of here and left behind.
Covering
and
door.
As soon as he realized what it was, he tossed it and like ran, like bolted to the bathroom.
I thought you were gonna say it was somebody's earlobe that had been
that would have been even better.
What gum?
No, I still think the worst body mod is the gypsy people that slip, like they put a slit in their chest.
Yeah.
Put like a
Kim Kelly has that. Yeah. Oh, brass knuckles.
Yeah.
That is.
That makes my chest hurt.
That is awful. Yeah, can't they get can't they get like infected or something? It's like
that. Going to get into an airport. That shit.
No, it's okay. I've got brass knuckles under my sternum.
No. I have a doctor's note for brass knuckles under my sternum.
I'm sure they got
like
resin. We're really
like our terrorists won't fuck with us on this flight. I'll just run up to them and give them a chest bump. Wouldn't it be great, by the way, if Sean took his shirt off the day Jenny's not here and Noah's not here just to fuck with them? Like, well, you missed it.
Yeah. Darren,
are you asking me?
Darren,
Darren just not for me. Just to get them angry. Go. Wow, you have eight nipples. Oh my god, no, I was kidding.
Really? I don't have to do it.
You can just tell them that you did it.
Yeah, they don't actually see us right now.
So what you're saying right now ruins the whole room.
Right, but we're going to cut that out.
We're going to bleep it out.
I do want to take this out.
That's a little hot in here. Yeah.
I think it would be really freeing to sit here with my shirt off and five guys around a 3 foot by 3 foot to like cartoon.
Yeah, that's cut.
Metal injection strip poker.
One thing I want to talk about is that photo that came out today of the big four of thrash. They all posed together for like a reunion photo because they're doing a bunch of shows in Europe. It's a hilarious photo. I don't know if you guys.
Yeah, there's more now.
There's more. You say where?
There's two more now.
Two. Where have these pictures surfaced?
Are there any upskirts?
Yeah, there's a beautiful Kerry King upstairs. You know what he's bearded like? Yes. I'm sure any good like your site should theoretically have.
I know, it should.
Either of our sites would theoretically have it because
but,
we're both here.
Sitting definitely on our site by now. We would have found it by the time the show was over and posted it. A little future talk for you. But, yeah, I don't know. So this photo, it's just them and, like, Dave Mustaine is, like, on one side of the room and Metallica is all on the other side of the room. And, like, the new members of Megadeth that have, like, basically no connection to any of the old guard, they're all the way to the side, like, all the way at the end. There with Dave
but
Lombardo.
Then the new one's even better because Mustaine has his arm around Scott Ian. There's only four people in the picture: Mustaine, Scott Ian, James Hetfield, and I forget which member of Slayer. But he's got his arm around a dude from Slayer and his arm around Scott Ian, and then Hetfield is standing like 3 feet away,
looking all pissed.
Nah, he doesn't look good. This is just.
Okay, I see it. Yeah. It's at like a press conference. It's like a press conference photo.
Harry King.
It's a step and repeat.
Is he like a foot taller than the last one? That's weird.
Yeah. Harry King and Scott Ian are both like really, really, I guess they're all.
I think they're all pretty short.
Well, I mean, I've met them all except for Hetfield. I don't want to drop any names, but I was at the Revolver Gold. I do know that Dave Mustaine has friends in the FBI and CIA guys.
He's listening right now.
What band is his Hetfield in?
That's okay because I have dirt on Dave Mustaine. If I ever get painted into a corner,
that's right.
I'll fight my way out.
Trade Dave Mustaine and the Metal Sucks owners have a bit of a connection, a New York connection.
How so?
Can we talk about this?
No.
We don't want to talk about it.
Does that have to do with sex trafficking?
Yes. A little in Taiwanese man boys.
Oh, lady boys.
Lady boys.
Man boys.
What you said. With the guy who hasn't been smoking pot.
Gotcha.
It's me. The sober goyim.
Do you ever have an action figure?
That's also a good band name. Sober good band name, left and right.
I'm totally going to drop Spleen Latifah. I'm going straight with Sober Goyim.
Jim Brunzella.
You should join J-Date, and that should be your head on J-Date, and you'll just clean out.
Get more ass in the toilet seat.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jim Brunzella from Minnesota asked, do you supply Mustaine with his Coke, Axel? And we're going to move on. But it's not bad. He does not. Axel doesn't do coke. Come on, guys. Come on, Axel's a professional blogger.
That
was brutal. The timing of that was brutal.
Cancer.
Do you have one of him calling Lars my little bandage friend?
No, I'll get that next week.
I want that to be my ringtone.
Cancer.
My little Danish friend.
This is something he said about Metallica that I totally agree with.
Great, great poll. Great poll, yeah.
You know, but it's like for a long time, Mustaine couldn't talk shit because, like, he did crush him.
Yeah.
But then he finally made the album, so I guess, you know.
He can just go back and talk shit.
Mustaine,
Also, how old does Joey Belladonna look? Like, he looks like everybody's grandfather who.
He looks like my aunt to Chica.
Like your aunt?
To Chica. Like, I feel like Joey Belladonna is going to come up to me and go, eat, Boogaloo.
60 when he was
30. Yeah, he's fucking ancient. With good times.
Joey had a strength relationship. That's no such a reason.
He emailed you guys, right? Or
no, his manager didn't.
I said, eat Buffalo. He said, what do you really say?
I can't say.
Stop bringing up inside teasing things.
Yeah.
No, they were upset because we posted some story and they said if we don't take it down, they would sue us. So I wrote a whole story saying, like, all these terrible things about him. I spoke to our lawyer, and he was like, you can say anything as long as you say it's your opinion. So I was like, okay, in my opinion, Joey Belladonna is a huge douchebag. In my opinion, Joey Belladonna is a talented head. And, you know, Vince is always the cooler head for this.
Cancer Scare says that Axel provides Mustaine with unkicked dogs.
Keeps on kicking them. Keeps going back to Axel.
Sean Sagginitz. Sean Sagginitz in the chat room says, in my opinion, it's boring as fuck.
Wow,
there's drama. Your nipples aren't too charming, Sean. Yeah.
His nipples are more offended than Axel was at that comment.
Yeah.
Well, we're not
that offended.
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. Talking about James Jane getting unkicked dogs from Axel Rosenberg, who's sitting in for
what was that?
That was my Casey.
That was Z Morning Zoo.
That was my Z Morning Zoo voice. I kind of jump into it every now and then.
Yeah, with the half stroke face.
Well, the face, yes, but the voice.
I thought it was your Mustaine impersonation.
Oh, no.
That's fucking awful.
That's not what I'm saying. Well, one other thing we were talking about doing since Axel was here was we were going to do a special edition of Thrash It or Trash It, where Axel, you say that you guys have a bunch of submissions yourself that you don't feel like going through, so you just do that here. As we get
a lot of submissions, and because we do this thing called Reader's Choice, which is exactly what it sounds like, and so I just have like hundreds of Reader's Choice emails sitting around waiting to be looked at.
Right.
So maybe some of these bands are not terrible.
Well, see now, are all of these bands are they all unsigned?
Probably.
That's a rule.
Oh, is it?
That's a sort of rule.
Oh, geez, then I have no idea.
We're kind of bad with rules.
I have no idea. No, a lot. Some of these bands are going to be signed for sure.
If they're unknown, it's all
right. Yeah, if we don't know them, okay, that's fine.
Can the chat room please send me one Power Violence band, please?
So are we doing this, or are we literally? Right, so like, has anybody ever...
You can't interrupt the intro.
We've got to play it again now.
We got to start it all over.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah. Oh, no laughing. No.
That's it.
Oh, I ruined it.
Okay.
Oh, God damn it.
You just get a thrash. All right, the first band we're going to listen to here is Locusta? Locusta?
I think it's Locusta. I'm going to go with Locusta.
Locusta of Bone.
I like Locusta.
Oh, this is it's Locusta, sure. They have a Tulip line. They look like kind of.
I think they're signed to Tulip.
Okay, that's fine. They're doing tours.
Who are they touring?
They're death metal, progressive, and black metal.
Who are they touring?
Of course, with Argentinium Astrum. Oh, and Landmine Marathon. Oh, but that's a one-off, the Landmine Marathon. But the tour is with Argentinium Astrum.
Do you know Argentinian
Astrum? No.
So we can do this.
So we have Betrayed by the Sea, Masters Ethereal.
Ethereal?
Damn it. Shut up.
He thought it was online series.
Dude, now, we have to do Masters Ethereal.
All right. Shut up, you guys. I read at a third grade level.
Ethereal.
I'm blind in one eye. That's the difference. Shut up, Sean. You're off the show.
So this is Masters Ethereal.
Masters Ethereal by Locusta. What do we think here, guys?
Wrap it up.
What happened? Were we listening to something?
So we trash it?
I'm not a fan of that.
Has it been trashed?
Jeff and Cliche.
Yes. It's just nothing. It's not like overtly horrible. But it's just, it's just boring.
All right, so we trash it.
Yes.
So let's try to take one from the chat room.
I tend to prefer things like that are so outstandingly bad, you know, in a way that could be mocked rather than just some boring.
It's just bland. Yeah.
Can the chat room send in a power balance, Dan? Yeah.
Actually, yes. You Suck is dead. Oh, I guess they're dead because they broke up. The band's called You Suck. The URL is You Sucks. Power Violence. Oh, I guess You Suck, Straight Edge. SXE, Power Violence. I guess that's it. That's terrible. They're Straight Edge, so clearly. Their music can't be good. It's only a minute, though. So it's like typical.
Let's get typical.
Thrash.
No, it's Power Violence. It's not thrash.
A little triangle right there.
Thieves. No one does anything original anymore.
Eh.
I'm liking this little breakdown here.
Yeah.
I didn't like it till 5 seconds ago. Now I like it.
I still think this is pretty boring.
It's pretty boring, I agree. I trash it.
Yeah, the vocals are on.
Sean?
I'll finish it.
Right. One thrash, Sid. Darren?
I agree that the vocals can be worth trying not to do.
You just support any power violence, so you're going to automatically, like, just the fact that we said it was power violence, that was an immediate thrash. You didn't even have to hear it.
I trash it, but towards the end, it gave me hope that they might be all right in the first song.
Just like playing this intro.
Do you have any song titles that you could mispronounce, Rob?
No, they were pretty simple, those.
Ichiro.
Maybe that's another thing we should talk to bands about. Making their song titles simpler so people can understand them.
That's not metal.
So people can understand them?
It's not the band's fault that you are illiterate.
Yeah.
Exactly. They should really...
If only their song titles were in HTML.
We could make it with less flowery band names, too.
Flowery?
Flowery.
Like the begonia. Well, I wasn't going to go there.
The tulips, you know, like the tulips?
No, all these, like...
Chaos is orchid. That's what someone suggested.
Do you have any more Reader's Choice fans, or you gave up?
Oh, yeah. I thought we were going to take some from your...
Oh, well, we could do one. We can do back and forth.
Okay,
that's the beauty of the podcasting. We're in control. And if you want to call in and suggest a band, or if you're in a band and you want us to berate your band while you're on the phone.
Not necessarily.
Or we might like it. We might throw some praise your way. Our number is 646-929-1357.
This is an inside band. Maybe
oh, so you're going to get some
flowery name from?
No.
No.
I just don't know.
By the way, we had a request for the Iron Sheik to be put into the Thrasher of Trash song. So, intro.
How would that even sound?
That would sound like... Thrash it, or thrash it, you gay son of a bitch! Piece of shit! No good motherfucking... You're a thrash band, and you thrash them, and you ask me to take your coke over the porter. And I do. But you don't even give me half your coke. You only give me a little bit of coke. Fuck you, you! Piece of shit.
Okay, that'd be a pretty long intro. Actually, that just reminds me of something Cancer Share sent me about the Iron Sheik, which we'll get to in a little bit. But this band...
Harlequin Ichthyosis? That's the second word that's thrown me
through. Yeah, so... Chain Sodomy. It's one of the, or Disco Pirates.
Yeah,
I hope it's a disco.
Wait, 5 minutes ago you wanted Sean to take his shirt off, now you don't want to listen to the Sodomy song.
Yes, correct.
And you think Disco Pirates is a little better?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
A little Disco Pirates. W.
Something. Right now I hate this.
WFAG.
I hope it turns into Taproot.
No, they have a totally unreadable band logo.
Oh, here we go.
It's not totally unreadable.
Okay.
It's like for an easy week when I just want to get rid of the prize.
So far, it's not bad.
Yeah, this is okay.
The vocals will make or break.
Sean doesn't approve. Says if you ain't
besides
this. I like
it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's not what I was expecting.
What's that?
It's not what I was expecting.
It's not what you were
expecting.
The vocal style. I like the riff. The vocals are awful.
Let's try Chainsaw a little too. That's all.
I really think it's the Chief Black Dahlia moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Trevor from Black Dahlia just does that now. He has it unlocked, so.
He just do one word. Each word of the song
should be a different style. Like, good cop, bad cop, medium cop, the vocals.
You know what? I'll take a Black Dahlia to rip off over like a Whitechapel rip off or any Bad Guys records.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, I was just gonna say that too. It's like at least they're doing like the Swedish death metal.
Yeah, like at least it's something I recognize as okay.
Yeah.
I trash it because of the horrible vocals and overwhelming pretty decent rip.
Yeah. Same thing.
Sean? Sean's mega trash.
I'm going to thrash it to get my mitzvah for the summer out of the way.
All right, I'm going to go with Axelton. I'm going to also thrash because it at least, while it's completely unoriginal, the band that they're copying, I'm a big fan of, so it's all right. if they were opening for Black Dahlia Murder,
Would you say
go out for a cigarette, like, after the fourth song? Close to, like, right away.
Would you say you like Black Dahlia Murder as much as you hate Trivium?
I never said I hate Trivium.
More than you hate
Scientist. No, definitely more than I hate Scientist. I like Black Dahlia Murder much more than I hate Scientist.
Do you like Black Dahlia Murder as much as you like Smash?
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
That is hard.
I'm paying attention.
Not on the air. You never said
you like Trivium. Yeah.
All right, we got a caller. Let's move on. 847. I don't even know how that started. 847, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, 847.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? What's your name? Where are you from?
Chicago.
I'm Danish, and I'm from Chicago.
Wow, we can totally hear anywhere. What's your name?
Danish.
Danish?
Like Danish. Like Danish, you know, like the pastry. Have two ways.
All right, you don't need to have an attitude.
You fucking idiot, Rob! All right,
all right.
He's from Chicago. It's just how we are.
It's just forceful. Oh, come on. Are you on a delayed effect?
Yeah, delayed indignation.
He's looking at me like, what? What's wrong with Polak?
So what's up? No, all right. Danish?
Sure.
Danish?
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
So what's up? Do you have a band to suggest for thrashing the trash?
No, I just kind of bored and I decided to call on for the first time.
Are you a long time listener? First time, long time? Or first time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Which one?
Long time listener.
First time. Oh, all right, right on.
How long?
So you guys still giving away free CDs?
And now we get to the thick of it.
Well, no, some people have been saying that it's a little difficult to hear over the phone. But how long have you been listening to the show?
Since, like, September.
All right, right on. Yeah, we're still, I guess we're still doing the series. Are you a metal injection junkie?
All right, yeah. The username is Bearclaw.
Bearclaw. I recognize that name. All right, yeah.
Where in Chicago are you from?
Sean is our resident Chicago expert, so.
What's his name? Dingus?
Got it.
Dingus.
Dingus. Come on, guys.
Come on, guys. You just fucked it up.
Come on, guys. Donish here.
If you want to say, Danish, just say blueberry Danish.
Okay.
All right. So where's the blueberry Danish from?
Yeah.
What part of Chicago? Am I saying that right?
Oh, what part of Chicago?
If it's pronounced ask.
yeah, what part of Chicago?
Like the suburbs.
Yeah, where?
Sean wants to know what street you live on.
Our phones in the same area, so.
The call's coming from inside your car.
You know, Glenview?
Yeah, dude. I'm from Algonquin.
Oh, shit. All right, we need to wrap this up.
Sean was on his way back there. I was looking at the mic.
I like it. All right, Johnish.
Fuck. Just call.
Yeah, that's it. Big D. All right, Big D. We have a few other callers.
What?
No, that he gets a bit. Well, here's the thing. I recently moved, so I have all my promo CDs in a box, so I have to like sort them out. And then I'll send you a link, and then you can just pick one. All right?
All right, yeah. So I just send you a private message.
You know, 8 months.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. But we'll definitely send you a free CD, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, man, thanks for listening and putting up with us totally butchering your name.
It's all right. It's all right.
What do you mean? Like I was the only one?
I wasn't.
Oh. And us, except for Darren,
butchering
your
Thank you.
You called him
right.
I forgive Rob.
I still remember.
Are you a fan of Metal Suck, Danish?
Not really.
We got to go.
Wrap it up.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Let's get some other callers. Right. Actually, you have 3 million other fans that actually do try.
Actually, just
said wrap it up. 314, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Yeah, this is Shankletown. I'm in New York.
Oh, what's up, Shankletown?
I was wondering if you guys have any more stories about people going to museums.
Yeah.
Let's get Noah on the line.
I actually kind of wanted to congratulate you because I've never heard so many awful phone calls in a 2-hour time span. This has got to be like a record.
Whoa.
Clearly didn't listen to ask.
Yeah, are you the first time you're listening to the show?
The previous phone call actually tied the record. You broke the record.
Well, there you go.
All right. Any other shit you want to get off your chest, Shankletown?
No, I was just wondering if Axel can expand on his love of I Wrestled a Bear Once, since he loves to trash so many bands.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
I want you to expand.
Is it true that you're a fan of I Wrestled a Bear Once? Because it's just interesting.
Oh, yeah,
you talk shit about so many bands. It's funny that you did that band because they gargle my balls.
You think I talk shit about bands that sound like them? I don't understand why that would be funny. Like, I can talk shit about some bands and stuff like other bands, right?
No, it's just funny
you're
that he talks shit about...
Go ahead. It's funny that he talks shit about... I think we lost him. He must have AT&T.
No, you're insinuating that I Wrestled a Bear Once is a shitty band and that you like them, so...
Like, you're not supposed to
you
like them
because
you talk shit about other
people. Oh, I see what you're saying there. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a valid argument.
Mammoth Commander just said that didn't improve the string of horrible phone calls.
Well, we got another call right here. 407. Will you break the streak? What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Matt from Florida. I've already called in once.
What's up, Matt from Florida? Already called in once.
Oh, hello. Wait, are you still doing Trash with Thrashy?
Hello.
Sure, yeah, definitely. Do you have a band that you'd like to recommend?
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, 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 what segment are we doing?
Trash with
Thrashy. Yeah, that one.
So you're waiting for him.
I was waiting for him, but it was going.
I fucking hate this thing. I just got to.
All right. So what's the band?
Just wait till I get it.
Do they have a myspace.com/darkdaysmusic. Dark Days?
Yeah.
Is that a Cold Chamber song?
Dark Days Music?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. All right, they're death metal / metal.
I predict this will be bad.
This is from California. How did you hear about these guys if you're in Florida?
Yeah, but you like I Wrestled the Bear once.
So yeah,
I haven't seen them, but like, I just heard about them.
Oh, you just know about them through the internet.
Yep.
All right, so should we play Lust for the Blood, Screaming in Horror, or Decimate? See, these are easy words.
Decimate.
Screaming in Horror.
That's what he said.
We'll go with the fact because he knows what.
No, I agree.
Let's see that. Sounds like Freddy Krueger joined the death metal band or something like that.
Welcome to prime time, bitch.
I trashed that, man. I'm sorry, man. I did not like it.
Trash.
Awesome. Axel, better or worse than I Wrestled the Bear once? That's going to be the new theme of the segment.
I like
a lot of
them more than I like that band.
Okay, so that's a trash. Sorry, dude.
That was just generic.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. Is this the type of music you listen to?
What? Kind of, I guess.
He's from Florida. Florida bands that sound like that, like fall
nights. Yeah,
well, music show.
There's actually there's like a local scene in Florida, right? There's like shows all the time, right?
He's actually on his way to one right now. That's why.
All right. Well, thanks.
No Idea Records.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Matt. And we actually have another call from Florida. It might just be Matt on another line.
Yeah, from Coco.
407. If you're from Florida.
Hey, what's up?
Who is it?
This is Keith.
Oh, what's up, Keith? Keith,
hey,
from the Apple.
I got a band for you to check out.
Okay.
They're called Stigmata BC.
Oh, I think I've heard.
Yeah, myspace.com Stigmata BC. I just found them out, actually. They're they got the singer from Con.
Oh.
I already crushed it.
Sean doesn't even need to hear it. Oh, the genres are hardcore / punk, so Sean's in.
I'm in.
Sean is so in. They have one track, nothing is the same.
I just went from 6 to midnight.
You're at 6 at all times?
Mega thrash.
I dig it.
I'm not in love with the vocals, but the music more than makes up.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't have any problems with
vocals. I like the vocals.
I have no problems with this band. We have no problems with this band.
So is this the first band we're thrashing?
I like it.
I dig it.
Yep. Play another song.
They only have one on.
Say it again.
StigmataBC, myspace.com/StigmataBC.
Do they have to say anything about EPs or LPs or
that? There's like lyrics to four songs, I guess, so they probably have an EP.
The only complaint I would say, it's not the best production in the world.
Yeah, well, it's probably a demo.
Yeah.
I would say. They're probably just a new band. But yeah, Keith, this is an awesome band. Thanks for the recommendation. StigmataBC.
Yeah,
never really go wrong with galloping drums.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I think, Keith, are you there? Did you hang up?
No, I'm
Keith is over it. All right, we got a bunch of calls. Lines are blowing up. We'll do 480. That sounds like a familiar area code. 480. I'm not over it.
Hey.
480.
What's up?
3, 2, 480. 1, 480, you're about. all right, I guess. 361, is it Justin?
Yes.
361.
Hello.
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 Yes, are you still listening?
Yeah, I'm still listening.
Are you still alive?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Oh, okay, cool. I was just making sure. Does everything sound okay?
I thought my phone was cutting out on me again.
We're doing good. All right, thanks, Justin. 480, you're back on. Can we hear you now?
Hello.
Oh, is this Nina?
Yes.
What's up, Nina?
Nothing. What's up with you guys?
We're doing stuff. We're kind of in the middle of a show. Do you have anything to contribute?
Africa. Just kidding. I don't know.
Yeah, just kidding.
What?
Did you say Africa?
I don't know.
Africa? You have Africa?
What happened?
Did you go through puberty since last call?
Her balls dropped.
Yeah. That is neat.
Did you say my balls dropped? What?
Right on your chin.
Let's wrap it up.
Once again, guys, our number is 646-929.
You need to get Sean like a hook.
Yeah. 646-929-1357.
Yeah, digital hook to book.
Sean, have you ever looked for work with the Apollo? Yeah. I feel like you'd fit in.
Yeah. My complexion, totally.
Who's the old Sandman?
The piano is missing half its keys.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Wait, can we just relish in that one a little
bit? All right, thanks for calling in, Nina.
Whackity smackity do.
Joke was that he's really white. In case I was listening.
In case you've never
so
seen Sean.
Yes.
Sean is very white. I can't really tell where Sean ends and the wall begins.
He makes the fish belly sexy, though. It works on.
The fish belly?
Fish belly white color. That's real white. Like a white wall.
Oh. Wow.
I like to call it big shell.
Big shell. Ladies like your big shells.
True. I do okay.
Oh, what are we talking about?
I do
about
up there.
No. The fact that we have to think about it makes me say no.
Like, these two are going to jump off the table and fuck each other any second.
Oh, no, that just happened.
Which two?
You fellas. Oh.
The charming fellas.
No,
oh, Darren.
Oh,
not Darren Sid. Guys, I am really fucking high.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. Yeah,
yeah.
Now it's really getting good.
No, now it's going to be me and Sid. Darren and Sean.
Rob, sorry, you nailed me up.
In the chat says we forgot to ask if Nina likes corn or flour.
Well, she got off the phone too quick.
No, I wrapped it up.
Yeah.
Sean ran it up for us.
Who is this Nina person?
She's
Nina. Was it Noah in the cardigan?
No, she was in the Cranberry.
Oh, okay.
Same thing. Big mustache kid.
Oh, she didn't call in again. She said she was going to call in. I guess she probably died in Israel. You know how that goes.
People do that.
Her router was blown up. The wrong bus.
Her router could take the bus?
Right.
That must be a wireless router then.
Fucking
A,
it's wireless.
Oh my god, I'm on the anti-router terrorist wing. They found us.
Noah, why don't you call in right now and we'll answer that since she's in the chat room. We'll get a sign off from Noah.
She said she didn't call in.
That's why I was like, no, call in now. Prove you're alive and you're not just some terrorist taking over Noah's chat. And if I have.
Indeed, wait, can I put in a Thresher Aggression? A Thresher Aggression.
All right, is it an unsigned band?
I think so.
All right.
Coke Bust.
Coke Bust.
You're obsessed with bands looking for coconut.
There's been another one?
Oh, no, crack, sorry.
I was like, man, I can use my heart.
Yeah,
from Washington. They're hardcore punk thrash. Mm-hmm. No one to impress. Forced to Live, Fumigation, a lot to digest. What are we going with?
First one.
No one to impress.
Yeah! Jesus. Give me some warning.
Not bad.
Yeah, punkish.
Sounds like a raw or kill your idol.
Mm-hmm.
I'll thrash it.
Thrash.
They're fun little bands. I enjoy them.
40-second song, you know, you can't go wrong with that.
No, never.
I'll thrash.
Yeah.
919, that's some weird number. Foreign number, perhaps. Hello.
Hello.
Someone who's calling us right now. Say hello.
Hello.
Yes. We're talking to you, Mr. Echo. Not
hey.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
This is Aditya.
Oh, Aditya, from India. All right, you did
hey,
a little bit of echo. Did you turn down your speakers or something?
Just a sec. Listen, guys.
Hanging out. How are you doing, Aditya? What time is it there in India?
It's
7:30, so you're just waking up to the smooth sounds of the left.
I just wanted to suggest some bands.
Give me traffic.
Wait, what was that?
Hello?
Yes, what did you say?
I said I wanted to suggest some bands for Thrash It or Trash It.
Oh, you wanted to suggest a band for Thrash It or Trash It? Sure. Thrash It? Sure, what's the band?
You didn't say the name of the fucking thing.
This is a band called Scribe.
Scribe? Do they have a MySpace page?
Yep, myspace.com/scribecore.
Scribecore?
And where's he from?
India. What part of India are you from, Aditya?
Like, you know a lot of parts.
It's a city called... You really want me to pronounce it right now?
Yeah, is there anything Rob can pronounce?
Okay, it's a city called Coimbatore. It's in South India.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. Flour or corn?
No, it's a variation on that. I'm tailoring it to the audience.
Sorry.
Tikka masala or vindaloo?
What?
Tikka masala or vindaloo, which do you prefer?
That did not
but
make
they
any
only
sense.
Serve that. They only serve that to
what?
Americans.
Yeah, the Indians don't eat that.
Some people get the chicken tikka masala, and some people get the chicken vindaloo.
Yeah, some white hipsters in Williamsburg get that.
All right, so let's stay focused here. What song should we play by them? I Love You, Pav Bhaji.
Yeah, that one.
I Love You, Pav Bhaji.
Is that your last name?
No, Pav Bhani's last name. Maybe it is.
Is this band from India?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're from Mumbai.
Like how you pronounce that.
Properly?
I was expecting you to say Mumbai.
No, it's okay. I saw it.
Yeah, listen, guys, before you play the song. Hello?
Wait, what were you saying?
Yeah. Listen, Rob.
It's actually not that bad.
Oh, I can't.
Hello.
That shit sucks.
Hello, Rob.
fucking burger. Fuck these stupid cows. How sacred they put you in jail.
It might be your uncle.
Cow. It might be my uncle. Reincarnated.
He's delicious.
He's delicious.
I'm so sorry, Amidra. But hello. I do like the man.
You can't understand what
I'm saying. What was that, Amidra?
Before you listen to the song, let me tell you that this band is sort of like a wackier version of the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Oh, yeah?
Huh?
I didn't really get a Dillinger vibe.
Yeah, I did not get that.
But have you seen the Dillinger Escape Plan live? Have they come to India?
Nope. But Lamb of God
I guess,
came like a month ago.
Did you see them?
Yep. It was fucking amazing, man.
I believe you.
Those guys are fucking phenomenal live.
Yeah? Did you feel like you were going to fuck shit up when you saw them?
Huh?
Did you feel like you were about to fuck shit up?
Exactly,
you
man.
You know, fuck my shit up?
Exactly.
A little disobedience in the pit.
Yeah. I got to sit in.
Hold on, is that
such an asshole?
Was there a wall of death? Was there a wall of
yep,
death?
Yep, there was. I was a part of it.
There
I was
go.
A part of the wall of death.
It's alright, because when you die, you're reincarnated, so it's not as bad as the wall of death here.
Actually, Gwar went to India last year.
Oh, yeah?
And he shot chicken vindaloo out of his penis.
Delicious.
See, who gives a fuck?
Well, of God, not Gwar. Come on.
Whatever.
Come on, guys.
That's why people look alike to me in January.
That was
Lamb of God. Come on, I listened to the song already.
All right, we'll play Lullaby Land. We'll go to that one because we played I Love You, Pal, Baji.
Played it?
I still don't like Tikka Masala.
I'm oh, sorry.
They speak such good English.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You have a lava cover.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds more like System of a Down
yeah,
than
vocals,
Dillinger.
Yeah,
offbeat vocals.
But I like it. I
yes,
like to it.
Me too.
And the fact that these guys are in Mumbai and like probably never actually saw these bands.
And
it's pretty
do,
impressive.
Doing something
I can do without the singing.
Any you're just not a good
singer. No. Yeah. But this singer used to be in Bane.
Yeah.
I still hate it.
So yeah,
she got an automatic crash, isn't it? I go with
cool.
Jacob Bannon over Bane anyway.
All right, so that was
so,
Drive.
Yeah, but Sean likes
so,
I don't
cool. Well,
so
did you?
Trash?
That's a, I
right.
trashed it. Does everybody right. trash? Does anybody?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sympathetic.
Tell him not to do the clean singing vocals.
I'm sure he knows them personally.
Just not
cool, did you? Well, thanks for calling in and letting us know about this
yeah,
Indian.
I wake up at 7:30 in the morning and call. So
thank
man.
You guys. I
yeah.
love the show.
And
yeah.
hope you like it.
He's called in before. He's our number one Indian fan.
How do you know? Out of how many?
Out of one that we know. Well, I'm sure we have a few others registered to the site. But, yeah, no.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Oh,
well, you probably. Cool.
Good
thanks
player.
For calling in, Avidya.
No,
yeah.
We wrap you up, man.
I thought it was a job arranging travel arrangements for Expedia.
Oh, he's my Dell textbook guy.
Thank you.
You
know we're 8 minutes over, right?
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going. All right. The show is coming to an end. I want to thank...
Do you want to do a music break?
Music break going on. I want to thank Axel Rosenberg from MetalSucks.net. And .com, possibly .org, probably not .edu.
.gov.
.gov, definitely got the .gov. Check.
.co.uk.
The UK site. Thank you to Axel for sitting in. You can fit in.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Anytime. You're always welcome. Especially when Noah's not here.
I enjoyed sharing the mic with you.
That's not all we shared.
We actually shared Mike.
And we want to thank our sound guy, Mike, for being on.
Mike to Jim.
He was also the Smash Mouth roadie. That's why we let him here. He tells us all those crazy tales of Smash Mouth on the road. Boy, do those guys know how to party.
I went to the Smash Mouth well once too.
I want to beat it to the ground. so that we move on to like Matchbox 20 next week. Is that not good? Matchbox 20? Third Eye Blind? Is that
about something? Vertical Horizon. No, you love the Goo Goo Dolls, right?
Oh, love the Goo Goo Dolls.
Their earlier work.
I don't know.
He appreciates it.
I just respect him.
He understands the appeal.
Johnny Resnick, I get it, okay?
And
I think he pioneered the Sweet Dew, actually, if you think back to that.
Yeah.
That one.
Mm-hmm. That one song in that one movie. Yes. And next week we will be back. Noah will be back if she makes it back.
Yeah.
Why are you saying this like offhand?
I will not be here.
He doesn't want the kids to know, right?
I have a work function that I'm going to see Opposite Head.
He doesn't ever want to be there when Noah's here.
And she leaves her maybe again. Actually they're the same person.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. So Sean will be here. Noah will be here. Will be here. Hopefully you'll be here. Any final words, Sean? You look like you're about to say something.
I was going to say yes, an expected influx of shittier jokes.
Oh!
Wow. Expect an influx of people paying attention. How about that? All right, I wanna thank Cancer Scare for providing us with some great sound bits. I wanna thank that other dude for that amazing bolt thrower mashup.
Yeah.
Let me find his name again because I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Something with a blight in it.
Yeah, Blightworm.
Blightworm, thank
Dingus.
You. Yeah, we wanna thank Donish, Matt, Avidya,
Gray Wolf,
that's right, and Shlomo.
Justin,
are you still there, Justin? Can you still hear us?
Yes, I can still hear you.
All right, wrap it up.
thanks for being our resident guy on the phone for the whole show.
Trust me, I enjoyed the entire show.
You enjoyed it? Did it thoroughly entertain you?
Let me ask you, are you thoroughly entertained? Robert, I want you to guess something for me.
Okay. You want me to guess something for you? Okay, go on.
Okay. Guess how old I am. You will not guess correctly, I'm telling you right now.
72.
14.
No, but close. Wait, what was that?
13?
Yes.
11 before. So you're 13.
Yes. I may be one of your younger viewers or listeners.
I'm 1 year old.
You, wow. You're one of our younger listeners, so that means Noah is really into you. I don't know why that means that.
That would be a plus for me. No, just kidding.
All right, cool. Well, thanks
for listening. Good luck with the theater.
Hello!
Thanks for listening in, and maybe...
Hello, Frisco.
All right. I'm here in Hollywood.
Hollywood. No, God.
What a way to go out.
All right. I think we should go out with the bolt thrower mashup again, because that thing was fucking hilarious. We're going to play one last time as we close out the show on the mic. I'll make sure to turn the mics down.
All right. What'd you say about Jenny?
Yeah, she got his.
Send me this, please. We should talk into the mic but say fake things like this.
I was thinking we should open the show with that.
We're
talking with open mics tonight. I like pretending to not realize.
As if we were still talking.
Yeah. That was my suggestion.
Nothing should be said in music.
Before we start off.
No, last week you said, like, instead of taking a music break, just use
them. Oh, yeah, that was last week, but I'm talking about today.
We should make this the new live casting for the year.
Yeah?
I really hope that my husband will listen to that long, obnoxious stream.
Well, it's not like it's you saying it.
No, it's not like I don't care.
This is better than anything Cancel Scare sent them.
Yeah, very well produced.
And his shit is great, not coming down.
Yeah, yeah.
Took it to a new level.
I still think it's been brief yet, though.
Do you want to
take a
for
Rain?
I don't know when. Someone else called him.
Are you in a rush to get out of here?
Right,
whenever you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go now. I don't know what I left you.
All right, call him up.
Well, could you guys help me bring down?
Yeah.
Bring it down.
I mean, no. I mean, yes.
The cab show doesn't fit me.
That wasn't even the same.
Yeah, you just edited a bunch of them.
But it sounded so seamless.
Yeah. Yeah, wow, all of our listeners are such jerks. I really dislike them. They're such assholes. Oh, are the mics on?
Rob, didn't you just say that Jenny's an asshole? And you would never want to live with her?
No, he said he wanted to live in Jenny's asshole.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are we still on?
That's it.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
All right, everyone, wrap up your mics.
Why are you still in the actual murmur?
Wrap up your mics!
You don't know.
Jonah?
Oh, you're above wrapping up your mics, Sean?
Oh, is my mic?
No.
Well, you're our mic.
Aww.
Did I ever get
them wrapped up together?
can we stare at each other's eyes and go, oh, probably do it?
Wait, do I
have a mic to my name yet?
Yeah. So no.
I think it's me.
Just can't reach over.
Hold on. Sorry.
I don't mind.
That was applied.
There's actually a sticker of Liberace.
That's
left, dude. Just pull it out. You don't have to take it off the stand. Just wrap up the cable around the stand.
Oh, yeah,
that just goes in that one over there.
You really recycle when it's here.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's kind of the wall.
Now if you have like a communal garbage can downstairs at the bottom of your stairs, check everything in the one can. No one knows where it comes from.
Probably got plenty of things in this can.
Yeah, no one knows where it came from.
That's right.
That's a good one.
Dog out, I'm thinking for a while. Hiya,
Bob. You know what Chris Carter's entrance is?
Gentlemen.
I'm a real American.
Oh, that's cool. How are you?
Do you know this, Rob?
No.
Is there the current man who comes out to I Am a Real American?
Like ironic.
I don't know, but he does it.
Yeah. They don't play in notes. It's as ironic.
He said just
ironic.
I think it's ironic. This is like a really high-strung...
No, I love it.
Get out of here.
No.
I'm not going to miss it.
All right, guys. Thank you for coming by.
Darren, always a pleasure.
All
right, man. We'll talk. You want any show this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to Melbourne on Saturday.
Okay. Did you call the thing?
Yeah. They said 5 minutes. That was 4 minutes ago, so we should head on out soon. Oh, watch out. I'm going to break another point.
Sorry.
Yeah. I swear to God, I don't remember the last time I left this artist when the fucking bit was playing.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that was special
Jeopardy quotes. Like, I wanted you to stop because I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Like, you're hurt.
I even said, ask them how long it was.
Yeah.
They didn't like it in the chat. I mean, I don't give a fuck. I'm not saying that I care. I'm saying I'm surprised.
Yeah, I don't understand why they wouldn't like it.
This is not as good as cancer scare.
Well, they have their loyalty.
I don't know, man.
We're both just guys and they don't know. I mean,
yeah.
Well, cancer scared, like, they're, like, members on the forum, so they're, like, buddies.
How much did the cab end up costing last week, Darren?
45.
Did you pay 25, right?
Yeah.
Let me just give you money now. I don't have a 5, I've got 3, so here's 23. Let's go, like, get one more this week.
You didn't pay me?
I paid, no, I'm saying this is for today.
Well, it might not be the same.
I'm sure it'll be close enough to that.
I thought you paid 20 last week.
Yeah. So maybe this week I pay a little bit more.
No, but you were, I thought it was because I was farther.
Well, it's fine. I'm sure the one that broke into taking the cab in the first place. So.
Well, you did me a favor because it was raining. I was going to be a
shame. No, I mean today.
How much am I I forgot about that thing. Do you mind if I do this real quick?
Oh, this is, as long as the cap does, I'll leave.
You're paying that guy.
Are you coming over on Sunday, Robert?
Maybe. I'm not sure yet.
You want to show me some rally? Did you want to check it out?
Alright, how much was the... 56?
I think it was my favorite of the season so far.
Yeah?
I have to watch it.
What?
The Steve Brule show. It's John C. Ryan. It was really good. It's about scary things and puppets.
Change?
Yeah, we did have the twins.
Yeah. They gave me 61. Bring that 5 back. Jewish bankroll.
Where is it?
Sorry. Feed me out of money.
Yeah, I almost got away
with it. Swole, son Jim.
Sorry.
Enjoy your TV, Robert.
Got everything.
Your phone?
Just run out. I'll be right out. I'm going to practice shit.
Sorry.